96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Failures, slip-ups, disappointments, they're all part of life. Some of us have more of them than others. But how do you recover from them and even turn them into successes? Well, that's the focus of the Energetic Presentations and Motivational Moments by Dr. Willie Jolly, author of A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. And tonight we're talking about the next steps you take after a fall. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Willie Jolly is here. Hey, Doc.
Well, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me. Can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but in eternity it's ended. Greetings to everybody listening here on the Daily Drum.
And that is the Daily Drum, and good night. You said you only had a minute.
That's right. So welcome to everybody, and I'm grateful to be here with my friend Howard Fisher. And we want to talk about helping you to get past the tough moments financially.
Okay.
When you have financial setbacks, and I call it when you have something that what we call the devastating D's of life. Divorce, disease, downsizing, death of a loved one, or a disaster. Your house burned down, or you just have more month than you got money.
Well, let's go to turn setbacks into greenbacks, because you've revised this book.
Yes.
And a lot of people already have the book, and obviously they've benefited. But what did you change, aside from not changing the shirt and tie? And that's another conversation. But what did you change on the inside?
Well, you know, the first book was written on a quick notice. I was watching TV one evening, saw in the national news a story about a gentleman who had lost his job in 2010. His wife had lost her job a few months earlier, and he was so distraught, all he could think to do was go home, take a gun, shoot his wife, shoot his five babies, then shoot himself. Mm-hmm. And I screamed at the television, no, you don't have to do that. There are strategies and ways you can get through these tough times and prosper if you know them. And I called publishers and said, I was frantic. I said, I got to get this done. I've got to get this done to save some lives. Mm-hmm. And so one publisher said, I can do it quickly, because most publishers takes about a year to get your book out from start to finish. But he said, I can do it in 3 months if you can get me the manuscript. So I worked on a manuscript, got it done, and it talked about the recession and how to get through the recession. Well, the recession eased. Now we're in 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. And a publisher came to me and said, you know, people are still struggling. There are a lot of people who got more month than money, who got more problems than they can handle with their finances. And we'd like you to revise it and talk about your Ford success story as well. How you were called by Ford in 2006 to work with them when they wanted to brink of bankruptcy. You worked with them 2006, 2007, 2008. And in 2009, Ford was the only one of the big three automakers to be able to reject a government bailout, mm-hmm, and go from losing $1 million a month to making $1 billion a month. What did you do with Ford? And what can you do with people who are here today? And so I revised it, put some of the strategies that are from my Sirius XM show, and I hope everybody listens to my show here on Channel 141 on Saturdays at 4, Monday mornings at 8, Tuesday evenings at 6, and Wednesday mornings at 11, where we have interviewed people, and many of those people started with nothing, like a Bob Johnson or Wally Famous Amos, Michael V. Roberts, who went from nothing to millionaires and billionaires. And we put 10 of those stories in this new book, 10 of those strategies from those people who we have met and who have become multimillionaires and billionaires, and what they did in this book. So it's the Ford story. It's upgrades in terms of the information, because I've grown, mm-hmm, in the last 5 years. You know, I went back and got my doctorate. Before, it was just Willie Jolly.
You were just old Willie.
I was just Willie. Uh-huh. Now, but in 2012, I went back, shut my business down for a year to go back to school and get my doctorate. And I tell people, it was a challenging time, because I, you know, was used to writing books. And the first time I went to school to take a paper, and I wrote it the day before, it was really good. I gave it to my professor, and he said, I'll see you next week. I'm looking forward to reading it. And I came the following week, and he said,
surprise.
He said, surprise. He said, you can write books. You write great books. It only takes a minute. A setback set up for a comeback. An attitude of excellence. But then he handed me my paper and said, big fat F. He said, because you're writing about what you already know.
Okay.
What you're in school for is what you don't know. So that's why this book has become more powerful, is what I've learned in the process.
Well, let's talk to our listeners about what they know. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we're talking to Dr. Willie Jolly. We're talking about getting up after failures, flops, disappointments, slip-ups. Let's go to Michael. Michael calling from Gaithersburg. Michael, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Jolly. My name is Mike, and I'm from the Petworth neighborhood area.
Bless your heart. My growing up area.
Yes, I'm from Off Shepherd Street.
And amen.
And I heard your show, and I got to commend you for your show. I have had some downfalls. And, you know, I'm trying to pull myself back up by the bootstraps.
Yes, yes.
You know, sometimes, you know, a little misery sets in, you know, a little frustration.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm trying to hold on to everything that I'm doing in life to make my life successful.
Okay. Well, let me give you a couple things. That in the book, I talk about these seven principles that folks have taught me over the last 25 years about going through these tough times. The first thing is, you've already kind of said it, is don't panic. Whatever you do, number one, don't panic. Panic is taken from the Greek word to choke. And when you panic, you choke off the air to your brain. You cannot think clearly. You cannot make wise decisions. In 1929, there was a stock market crash. People jumped off of bridges, not realizing the market would come back bigger and better than ever. This too shall pass. So first of all, stay calm and think your way through the problem. So whatever your challenge is, I want you to take a piece of paper out in the evening or in the morning, but when you're quiet, take a piece of paper and write on the top of the paper, how can I do X? Whatever you need X to be. Make X more money, make this, whatever. And then just say, okay. Not if I can do it, but how can I do it? Open your mind to the possibility and start brainstorming. Write everything you can think of that could create that reality that you want to achieve. Remember, many times people talk themselves out of their best ideas. So write down those things and start to look at them daily, and you'll be amazed how your mind will open and blossom to new ways that you can reach your goals.
Michael, thank you so much for your phone call.
God bless you, my friend.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking to Dr. Willie Jolly about recovering from life's failures and disappointments, how to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and turn those natural life occurring events into successes. William calling from Clinton, Maryland. Clinton, William, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk to Dr. Jolly. He probably doesn't remember me. My name is Buzz Patterson, but he and my brother-in-law, William Waters, were working together when he was doing music in his...
I know Bill Waters, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Roseanne was... Well,
yes.
I'm going to tell you, I lost her in 99.
Well, God bless you, man. What a great lady.
I went into depression, man.
Yes.
For a while. But I came out there, and I looked up one day, and you were doing what you was doing.
Amen. Amen.
I say, you're talking about pull yourself up, man. I came off, got off of Xanax and Zoloft, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you something real quick that says this. You know, in 2013, I lost my mother, my brother, and my father-in-law in 30 days. And what I learned was this. When we go through these tough times where you get the hardest hits in your life, you've got to make a decision. Do you curse because a rose bush has thorns, or celebrate because a thorn bush has roses? Do you curse because they're gone, or celebrate because they came this way? And I've decided to celebrate the fact that I had them for the time that I had, and it changed my perspective. And so I want to bless you with the fact that you've made it through. Now, keep going, keep growing, and keep looking that your best is yet to come, okay?
All right, William, thank you so much
for
your phone call.
And tell Bill Waters I say hello.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we are continuing our conversation with Dr. Willie Jolly. He is the author of A Setback is a Setup for a comeback. That's a tongue twister, but I got it right that time.
You got
time.
It right. In fact, people can go to willyjolly.com/greenbacks, willyjolly.com/greenbacks to get the book. And also go to willyjolly.com/gift to get some free gifts. We want to give. I've learned something about success. The more you give, the more you get. The more you put out, the more that comes back. So we give away a lot of things. So I've got some free ebooks, Think and Grow Rich ebook, a Leaps of Faith ebook, some of my XM shows with Bob Johnson, Wally Famous Amos, and some of my music. Go to willyjolly.com/gift. And if you want the book, willyjolly.com/greenbacks.
Let me go to Pam from Upper Marlboro quickly. Pam, going to take a break in just a bit. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Jolly.
Hey, Pam.
My husband and I, we have two children. One is already in college. One is a senior getting ready to go to college. And we bought into this American dream, bought this big house, and then the housing bubble burst on us.
Yes.
So now we're living in this house that's way, way, way underwater. We have one child in college, one getting ready to go to college, and we are just don't know what to do. I'm thinking we want to file bankruptcy, but I know we shouldn't do that. It's going to mess up our credit. But just what advice can you give to a couple who just working class, you know, trying to live the dream, but somehow got caught up in the housing
okay.
bubble?
Okay. You know what? Step number three, don't let your pride poison your prosperity. Okay? This is a big one. Because this is tells you that in the tough times, some of the times you might have to do is to get a second job, get some other income. So what I want you to do before you file bankruptcy, I want you to think creatively. And that's one of the steps, step number six, be creative, is that y'all sit down and say, okay, how much money do we need and how much money do we need to create? And let's think of some creative way. You might have to drive an Uber. Might have to drive a Lyft. Might have to take a second job at Walmart. Might have to cut cable. It's okay, though. Here's the thing. It's okay. Don't panic. Don't panic. And don't let your pride get in the way. You know, if you got to get a second job, when people say, well, you know, why are you doing that? It's like my friend Duke Green said. He was able to build a $65 million company by driving a truck as his second job at night. You can do it. You hear me?
Good luck
to you. Be encouraged, all right?
Good luck to you, Pam. Thank you so much for your phone call. 202.
And Pam, send me an email at info@willyjolly.com so I can refer you to some folks who might be able to help you. info@willyjolly.com.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to take a break, but if you are on the phone, and that includes Jay in Alexandria, Reggie in Waldorf, and Kojo in Northwest Washington, please stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More phone calls and discussions with Dr. Willie Jolly, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.